August 18th. Let's Talk is the devotional podcast ministry of Bible Fellowship Church, and it's designed to give you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. It was right at my fingertips, and I didn't even realize it. How did I not see it? It was there all along. Aren't these the kind of comments we might make after finding something we thought was lost, only to realize it was right in front of us, in plain sight, the whole time? Let's look at Psalm 121. This is the second of the Songs of Ascent, and see if you detect a bit of this attitude as the psalmist presents the Lord as our helper, who is always with us, even when we may not realize it. Psalm 121 says this, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore." What a declaration the psalmist makes in those opening verses. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord. It seems as if the psalmist is addressing a problem, the problem of overlooking the help we all have available, the help that's always accessible, the help we have from God Himself. As I thought about those opening words of Psalm 121, I thought about how much time I've wasted needlessly fretting over things and searching for my own solutions, while the best help I could ever receive was already with me, accessible and willing to respond. If the Creator of the universe is ready to be my helper, why would I look anywhere else? Why not look to God first? It's an awesome thing to realize that I already have the help I need. How did I miss Him? He was right there all along. The psalm continues by revealing something of the character of God, our helper, in each line. The psalmist declares declares the Lord to be the one who made the hills, the heavens, and the earth. He never grows tired, and He never finds it necessary to sleep. He's our protector and keeper. And then the psalm closes by declaring that these things have always been true and will always remain true. Let's picture the original audience who would have sung the Song of Ascent, the people on pilgrimage to Jerusalem. Did they need help for the journey? Do you think any of them might have been tired and ready to quit along the way? I have to wonder if the words of this psalm might have been just what was needed to keep some from turning back, or perhaps to correct some wrong ideas that some might have developed about the character of God. You see, He's the one who never needs to stop and take a nap, whose feet never grow tired, and the very one who never stumbles on the steep paths that are spiritual, emotional, or physical. I can imagine that singing these words together as a group would have been an encouragement in itself. So, what about today? Do we still need these reminders? Is God still our helper, protector, and keeper? Certainly He is. He never changes. God is still ready to help, to protect, and to keep us on our spiritual pilgrimage, just as He did for the ones on the journey to Jerusalem. Does this mean we'll never have trouble or sickness or struggles along the way? Absolutely not. However, we can say without a doubt that as believers, we have help. We have supernatural help. Help that every believer has available through the indwelling Holy Spirit. In fact, Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit this way in John 14:26. "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." Romans 8:26 says, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words." The Holy Spirit is our protector and our keeper. There is nothing powerful enough to remove the Holy Spirit from us or to take us from the Father. John 10:28 says that no one is able to snatch us out of the Father's hand. So don't overlook the fact that every believer has help. Help from within in the form of the Holy Spirit, who will always be with us, protect us, and keep us, so that we never have to worry about being separated from the Father. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for giving us the Holy Spirit to help in ways we don't even realize, to protect us, and to make sure we make it safely home to you. We praise your name for your wonderful plan of saving and keeping us in Christ. Amen. Thanks for joining us today for Let's Talk. We'd love for you to check out the BFC website or download our new app for more information about the ministries available for all ages at Bible Fellowship Church. Remember, come what may, our help comes from